What? Looks like mission accomplished, Jamie. Your mum's coming back empty-handed.
Mm.
So you were in luck then?
Mm. Oh, I had to hunt round first. The secretary was out on the golf course.
Oh, it's been quite entertaining watching the golfers go in and out, hasn't it, Jamie? Mm.
Then I tried the bar. Fortunately, Lee was in.
Who?
Oh, Lee Borham, director of golf. I gave him the application and he promised it'd be duly processed.
God, I don't know why you didn't just post it.
Well, I'm just spending half the night trying to write it down. Why I'd make the perfect clubhouse manager.
Catchy title.
I just wanted to get the whole thing over with.
You do know it was 3 o'clock before you came up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're really keen on this job, aren't you?
Yeah, now I've made my mind up. It'd be good to start something new. Should we get going?
Yeah, sure. Don't worry, we're in plenty of time to get to the Space Centre.
I did feel guilty, though, actually handing it in.
Well, why?
Well, like we talked about, trying for another job on the QT. Oh, Jamie, you're not to say anything about this when we get to Leicester.
Mum.
Especially not to Elizabeth and Nigel.
You've already told me.
Yeah, well, it's not being deceitful. It's just there's no point, that's all. Probably nothing will come of it.
Oh, was that because of me? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
So busy clearing the filter, I didn't see you ride in, Alice.
No, don't worry, Dad.
Where have you been with him?
Oh, Haydenwood for a change. Had a good canter back along the Am. Now he's ready for some water and a rest. Aren't you?
Oh, Alice, Alan's dropped off some more things for your South African appeal.
Oh, the basketball hoop?
Yeah, and some tennis rackets. They're in the hall. We weren't sure what to do with them.
Well, I'll move them in a minute.
Well, there's no rush.
Well, they can go in the barn with the rest.
Yeah, well, I'd have done it for you, but I didn't know if you wanted to look through them first.
Don't worry. I'll see to it, Dad. As soon as I've stabled Spearmint.
Have you looked in the stellarium yet, Kenton?
No, I haven't had a chance, Dad.
Oh, you must see it. It's like black light theatre.
Huh?
The stars seem to float right in front of your eyes.
I've been too busy going around the rocket tower with Jamie and Dave. What did you make of the blue streak?
Well, I was more taken with the Sputnik.
Wow, yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, I've seen bigger watermelons.
Astonishing to think that's how it all started.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I can remember when the first one was sent up.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was just over a month before I married your mother.
Oh. Where were you living then, Doug?
Oh, I was still at Coombe Farm.
All right.
I stood amongst the Herefords the next day thinking, you know, somehow everything has changed.
Yeah.
Where's everyone else?
Oh, they're scattered all over. Nigel and Alistair are taking some of the kids to Jupiter's ice moon.
Oh, on the flight simulator.
Yeah. Mum thought she'd like a look as well, till she noticed it described as a white-knuckle ride.
Not quite her cup of tea.
Well, Auntie Chris backed out pretty rapidly, too.
Look at this!
Oh, yeah!
You enjoying yourself, Ruth?
Oh, it's fantastic!
Yeah, certainly keeping the boys busy.
Of course. Josh has to show Ben everything he saw when he came with the school.
Wow!
Well, what have they found now?
Oh, the head of the supposed Roswell alien, isn't it?
Yeah, slap on a tash, he's a dead ringer for Derek Fletcher.
Did I hear David say something about the digester earlier?
Possibly. It won't have been much, though.
You haven't heard back from Matt?
No, not yet. We got all the paperwork to him, but nothing yet.
Time's marching on. I said I'd meet up with Dave at the theatre.
Well, I'd have expected an instant reply. I mean, it's such a good opening for Borchester Land.
We think so.
Do you want to see the astronaut show, Dad?
I'd better find Jill first.
And I'd better see where me little horrors are off to. See you later.
See ya.
So, that's real moon rock.
Yeah. Brought back on Apollo 17. Have a proper look.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, to be honest. But when you consider where it's come from...
I guess so.
You don't sound very convinced, Elizabeth.
Oh, no. It's definitely the best piece of moon rock I've ever seen.
I praise.
The main thing is Dad's enjoying himself. The whole family is.
Hmm, how about you? Isn't it meant to be a joint birthday treat?
I'm having a great time, Kathy.
Really?
Now, I may not be quite as enthralled by space as some people.
The kids are in heaven, aren't they?
I was thinking more about Nigel. He's had a mile-wide grin the whole time.
Kenton's the same.
But I am thoroughly enjoying myself, especially the way everyone's mixing in.
Lily's really latched onto Pip, hasn't she?
Yeah, and Daniel's being very good with Freddy. It's all so lovely and normal.
You're the alien now, Ben.
Well, as normal as it ever gets with our lot.
I know.
And given everything that's happened lately.
Yeah.
You seem to be getting back in your stride.
That's enough, Josh.
Well...
Hey, you two. I hate to say this, but we may need a plan B.
Oh, what for?
Jill's starting to panic about the telescope.
Well, hasn't it arrived yet?
No.
Oh, Phil's birthday present.
It should have been delivered to Brookfield, but there's no sign yet.
Well, there's no need to panic. We've still got till Wednesday.
We thought he'd be here by now. It won't be the same if we can't give it to him on the day. Good boy. Quiet now. Come on, let's get that stone out.
You needn't worry about the hoop and the rackets, Alice. I've taken them across.
Oh, thanks. I wasn't expecting you to.
Oh, no trouble. So, you can put your feet up when you finish your spearmint.
I don't think so.
No?
Last one, spearmint. I just picked up some gravel.
Why not?
Well, my next shift starts in about half an hour.
Oh. I didn't know you were working today.
I got a call earlier. I'm filling in.
You're doing an awful lot of hours at Grey Gables.
Sarah's just got on maternity leave.
Sarah?
One of the housekeeping team. I promised Leslie I'd cover.
Yeah. I hope she's not taking advantage of your goodwill.
All done, Spearmint. No. I want the money.
Yeah, well, be careful you don't wear yourself out.
No chance of that.
No, I'm not so sure.
Well, I must ring Ronnie or Chris before I go.
What, does Spearmint need reshoeing?
Well, I want to get the routine going again. Have them call in every month.
Well, I'll ring if you're in a hurry.
No, it's okay.
And look, I'm sorry to fuss, but I do mean it about not overdoing things.
Dad, I'm fine.
I mean, your mother and I, we're very impressed the way you've been so busy since you came back.
Because there's lots to do.
The Keep Fit, Great Gables, your voluntary work.
I do it because I enjoy it.
Yes, I know, but it's all quite demanding. And then on top of that, collecting sports equipment for South Africa.
Yeah, I've decided to rent St. Mag's and Borchester Green tomorrow. They're about to have stuff they don't need.
Good heavens. I mean, there are only so many hours in a day, Alice. You're going to burn yourself out.
Dad, Joburg showed me what real hard work is. What I do here is easy in comparison.
Oh, yes, yes. I mean, I can see your time away has had all sorts of good effects. Now, do you want me to take the saddle?
No, I mean, I'm only going to dump it in the kitchen.
It's very noticeable. Your self-confidence, for one thing. You've developed some real get-up-and-go.
Thanks.
But your mother and I... You do know you can still rely on us, don't you? Financially and otherwise.
Honestly, I'm all right, Dad.
Yeah, but I don't want you to be anxious about anything.
No.
Even if... Well, I'm sure you did very well in your assessment.
Oh.
But, I mean, if by any chance you don't quite get the response you're hoping for from the RAF...
Has Adam said something?
Well, I just asked him how he thought you'd got on. I mean, that's the kind of terrible thing fathers do, I'm afraid.
I had a tiny wobble when I got back. That's all. The interview was fine. I just got tangled up once or twice.
Well, whatever happens, remember... Your mother and I are right behind you, so don't be afraid to ask for help.
And that's really nice of you, Dad. But I like standing on my own two feet.
I know you do.
And I want to go on doing it, as long as I can.
She virtually dragged me away.
Mum?
I was having a last look in the shop. I was standing by the telescope display.
Ah.
Talking to a very nice chap from Nuneaton. And he's a keen amateur as well. He just offered to send me a couple of catalogues that he swears by.
Oh, and Mum hauled you out?
She said everyone was waiting for me.
Oh.
I didn't have time to give him my address.
Oh, shame.
And then it turns out I'm not the last at all.
Yeah, well, Mum and Auntie Chris are trying to round up the stragglers.
Well, it would only have taken a moment to exchange details.
Oh, well, never mind, eh?
Look, perhaps I could nip back to find him.
No time, I'm afraid. We're starting to congregate outside. Look, come on, Dad, come on, let's join the others.
I'm sorry everyone's having to wait.
Don't worry, nobody minds.
Nigel would take them back to the shop at the last minute.
Well, Freddy's obviously got his heart set on one of those science kits.
Yeah, which would be fine if he hadn't already spent about 2 months' pocket money. And as for Lily, you can't get her away from all those fairy trinkets.
Well, you've got to spoil them once in a while, haven't you?
I know. They haven't enjoyed themselves so much for ages.
Jamie's had a great time too.
Well, he deserves it. Hasn't been easy for him lately either.
No.
You know, once Taylor's sentenced, you can all get on with your lives again.
Thank heavens.
And you'll be so glad to get back to normal, at home and at work.
Yes.
There's an awful lot to be said for familiar routines, isn't there?
Did you find her, Ruth?
Shula, Astra and Daniel have hauled her off to Mars for a last look.
All right, love?
Yeah, I've had a lovely time, but I'm ready to go home now.
Oh, I thought we'd never get you out of there, Dad.
Well, it's quite annoying, actually. I was interrupted in the middle of a very interesting conversation with a chap from Nuneaton.
Do you know where your dad is, George? I haven't seen him for ages.
And your mother barged in, and she said we'd got to hurry. Now she's one of the last to come out.
He's in the gents.
Okay.
Did you know astronauts drink their own wee?
Oh, thank you, Josh. It was cute to mention that.
Yeah, and Jamie noticed it as well.
Well, it's got to be better than Eddie's cider.
Oh. Oh, you know you were asking about Matt earlier on, Phil?
Oh, there's Auntie Chris.
Yes?
David got a call from Adam this afternoon.
Going the wrong way.
Matt's rung him. Invited himself over to Home Farm tomorrow.
Auntie Chris!
What for?
We're over here!
He didn't give a reason, just announced he was going to turn up.
Well, that's odd. I wonder what he's playing at.
I'm really sorry, Tom.
There's no one else at all.
It's Andy's day off, Jeff and Brian are off the farm.
I only came for a quick look at the pigs, Adam.
I promise it won't take long.
I've got things to do.
I wouldn't ask, but you're my last resort. Sorry. Send another one down while you're getting mad at me. The lorry will be here in less than an hour.
Move it.
Cheers. In you get.
You must have known you had an abattoir pickup this afternoon.
I did. 40. You'll do. But I've had a busy day.
Yeah, you and me both.
In there. Not least because I've had a meeting dropped on me at very short notice. And the next?
Go on!
In you go.
Right, that's it.
Yeah, Will's hoping to have it ready for the end of May.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, the chimney needs repointing. I can't remember what else Clary said.
Well, I thought Matt had done it up.
Well, there's nothing major left. The hardest part's been finding someone to do the work.
Then Will becomes a landlord.
Yep, as soon as he gets any tenants. Oh, I don't think that'll be difficult.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice little property. Okay, I'll see to these.
Do you want a hand with the milking, Tony?
No, it's useful having two of us coming down from King Cups, but I'm all right now.
Okay, then I might sneak another look at the net.
Getting ready for your trip to Stroud?
Oh, if I'm spending an afternoon discussing transition networks, I ought to have some idea of what I'm talking about.
It's all right. A minute. You seem pretty close to me, Pat.
I've only scratched the surface. It's fascinating, though. I mean, when you look at what Totnes is doing.
Yeah, I was more surprised by what they're doing in Nottingham.
Yeah, it's not just little country towns.
It'll be interesting to see it in action.
You don't mind me taking a day off?
No, I'm all for it. The more we know, the sooner we can get things moving in Ambridge.
Hi.
Hello, Brenda.
Afternoon.
Early. I thought if we're eating together tonight, I might as well come straight from uni. Do you know where Tom is?
That's odd. You said you wouldn't stay.
Along with the biogas tank, the burner, generator.
Yeah. You want the hot hang up here. The polytunnels.
The way it's marked in the feasibility study.
It's going to produce a nice little extra for home fire, isn't it? Heating the tunnels from the digester.
It's the most efficient use.
No, I'm not disputing that. Merely noting no other investor gets that benefit.
For which full allowance will be made, as was pointed out in the costings and projections we gave you. Fair advantage.
Right then. Anything else up here?
That's pretty much it.
Well, it's been useful coming over.
Well, I don't see how. It's all down on paper.
Oh, I like to sniff round what I'm dealing with.
Well, now you have.
And I'm even more convinced it's going to be difficult persuading Borchester Land to join the consortium. Very difficult.
Then they'll miss out on a great opportunity.
As if you're going to say any different.
When you look at the grants available...
I'm inclined to agree with you, Adam, but the others at BL, that's the problem.
Why?
Well, apart from Brian, no one on the board knows a biodigester from a bag of crisps.
It's the returns they ought to be excited
Possible by. Returns? You don't appreciate how cautious my colleagues can be.
That's not how Brian describes them.
Times change. A couple of years ago, I'd have laid odds on Steve Chalkman wanting us to join you. Not now, though.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know, the wisdom that comes with age, perhaps.
When he sees the kind of funds Ambridge Heat and Power can access, as long as we convince the Regional Development Agency we've got enough local
involvement... Look, what Chalky's going to look at, and Jerry, Andrew, Annabelle and the rest, is whether the stake we're being offered fairly reflects what we're bringing to the table.
I think it does.
Yeah, well...
What did you have in mind?
I'm not going to mislead you, Adam. I've taken soundings. Frankly, I don't think there's a prayer of getting this past the board. Not unless Borchester Land are offered a full 50% of the company.
So, he's still enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah. He goes nearly every week.
Well, that's good.
Usually meets up with Alison half an hour before the class so they can practice in a side room.
So she's his regular partner now?
Yeah. Dad says they developed a good understanding.
Oh, very nice.
Not like that. They're just mates, Pat.
Will a cup of tea be enough to keep you going till the meal?
Oh, perfect.
Any more news about Abby?
Oh, I went in yesterday. She's looking much more, well, like babies should do.
Roy and Hayley must be so relieved.
Yeah. They're getting really excited about her coming home.
Do you know when that is?
Not till next week, which gives Hayley time to finish the nursery.
Willow Farm's getting a nursery?
It's the box room, really, where Mum used to do the accounts and keep old lampshades.
They won't know what's hit them when they bring Abby home.
It'll only get worse when work starts on dividing the house.
Well, when's that happening?
I'm not sure. Lewis is still busy with the plans.
I don't envy them the disruption.
What happened to you then, Tom?
Don't start.
Hello, love.
We were meant to be looking at a new flyer this afternoon, weren't we?
I was hijacked.
What happened?
Adam needed help going through the lambs.
Oh, he's always catching favours. Him or Brian.
In the end, I even had to wait for the abattoir lorry.
You could always say no.
It's not that easy, Mum.
Why not?
Because...
You rent one of their cottages for a start.
Well, it doesn't mean Tom should be at their beck and call.
And my business is based there.
Well, yes.
Don't say anything. The brand would have sunk without Uncle Brian.
That doesn't justify them using you as cheap labour.
Hmm. It seems to be an unwritten part of the contract.
Tom's right, Pat. It is awkward saying no sometimes.
I'm sure it is.
Jennifer's always bringing around cakes and biscuits to the cottage. It's not like having a normal landlord.
And I don't want to create a bad atmosphere, but...
I know.
It's just because I'm on the spot.
Do you want some tea?
It's too easy for them to ask.
Please.
And then what about moving?
Yeah, right.
Where to, Pat? At least we can afford the nest.
Why don't you find out what Will Grundy's asking?
For number one?
Clary says it'll be ready to rent by the end of May.
Oh.
I don't think so.
Why not?
It wouldn't hurt to find out what he wants for it.
If it's silly money, we can always say no.
Well, it's not very tactful. Not after Roy and Hayley went for it and got nowhere.
I don't see why.
It just doesn't feel right, Tom.
You know what? I thought I'd mention it. Let's give that a minute.
I don't think they'd be that bothered.
You know Mrs. Palmer from Grange Spinney?
Always covered in bling.
Yeah. She was discussing Alan and Usha's wedding in the shop today.
Oh, fascinating.
She asked Susan if they were getting married in a mosque. Some people have no idea.
I don't understand why anyone's interested.
Me neither.
I guess if you're religious, it's a big deal, but if you're not...
Total non-event. Marry who you like.
Well, I mean...
Tom, Any chance of a hand?
What is it?
One of the cows has a bruised foot. I want to dose her with arnica.
Oh, sure.
I'll help, Tony.
I don't mind, Mum.
No, you just got in. Have your cup of tea.
Oh, thanks, Pat. I do it myself, but she's restless, and I can't keep her mouth open.
Mouth open?
I'll start the meal when I get back.
No rush.
For a bruised foot?
Homeopathy.
Oh, right. Let's see if this is mashed.
Bran?
Mm.
It's got to be worth at least taking a look at number one.
It's like we're rubbing their noses in it.
Renting's a lot different to buying.
All the same.
And it's so much bigger than the nest. There'd be office space for both of us when we're working from home.
Yeah, but it's still...
Oh, come on. Roy and Hayley aren't going to mind. Abby won't give them time.
I don't know, Tom.
Haven't we just agreed? There were some misunderstandings about Willow Farm, but now we're all getting on with our lives.
Well...
Very sensible getting out of the breeze and back within reach of a whiskey.
Would you like one, Matt?
Oh, yeah, since you're offering.
Okay. This do?
Very acceptable. I've seen quite a few problems resolved by a decent single malt.
Borchester land still aren't getting half of the biodigester.
I was hoping you'd become more reasonable on the way back.
Ice?
With that, wash your mouth out. Oh, cheers.
You know it was never going to happen.
All right, if I sit there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Look, it's simple logic. Our acreage matches yours and Brookfield's combined, 50-50.
None of us is going to use our total acreage for biofuel.
Not having one yourself?
Not yet. I haven't earned it.
What an interesting philosopher.
In fact, nothing like that amount is going into biofuel, so comparative land holdings aren't relevant.
I'm simply pointing out we're the loudest umpire in the band.
Which is why you've been offered almost a third of Ambridge Eden Power. Anyone else would get a much lower offer.
Because no one else round here can provide what you need, scale. That's what's going to impress the RDA.
50% is a fantasy.
I tell you now, Adam, if we don't get that, Chalky for one will want us to go for our own biodigester.
You said Chalkman was cautious.
Well, he has the odd lively, don't you? I think it's the medication. Face it, there's nothing to stop Borchester Land going alone.
And throw away the benefits of joining a viable scheme, one that's ready to go into the system, where all the disruption is on someone else's land?
Don't get me wrong.
Well, that's an interesting way to
I'm
do business.
I'm not saying there isn't some merit in the offer.
So be realistic.
How can I be if you're not willing to move from 30%? We can't make a deal.
At the absolute outside.
Yeah?
35.
Thanks for the whiskey. I'm not a game player, Adam.
That's as far as I can go. And even then, I'd have to cross it with the others.
Good luck with the digester.
Thanks. You can remember the way out.
If I go to the board with anything less than 45 and...
No.
If you're not even willing to try...
I'm happy to negotiate. Realistically.
Okay. One last shot. Think for a moment, then give me your very best offer. If I don't like it, I'm walking away.
40. 60-40 split. That really is take it or leave it.
Chalky will laugh in my face.
I'm sure you'll cope with the trauma. But if you're not interested, we're done. Really, Matt.
You know, you're even tighter than your stepfather.
Is that a yes or a no?
Against my better judgment, I suppose I can try running it past the others.
I'll have to convince Debbie and Brookfield first.
You will do. That's why I've come to the Top Banana.
And if they're happy with it?
I'll give it a go on Thursday. Best I can do.
Thanks.
Don't expect miracles, Adam.
I won't.
But at least with me in your corner, there's a chance we might swing it.
A shush bag. What are they after?
Mr. William Grundy.
Yeah?
Head keeper on the Barrow Estate shoot.
That's right.
Ah, good morning.
I'm Constable Mark Stroude of the Borsetshire Police.
And I'm John Lander from Natural England. I'm with the Wildlife Incident Policing Scheme.
What? Our colleague unloading the cameras is Graham Goodrich, officer with the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds.
And what do you want?
Following allegations of an illegal killing of a raptor on the estate, what? Mr. Grundy, I have a court search warrant granted under the terms of the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981.
You are joking, aren't you?
No, Mr. Grundy. A red kite was reported dead on estate land 4 weeks ago. A post-mortem examination revealed the presence of poison.
That's not possible. There's been no dead kites here.
I collected it myself with another colleague.
Not from this shoot.
We took it from a clearing to the east of Leader's Wood, below Juniper Mount. That's estate property, isn't it?
But there's got to be a mistake.
Now why not help us look round, Mr. Grundy, to see if we can clear the matter up?
All right.
Oh, yes.
I suppose I've got to, haven't I?
Perhaps you could start by showing us the poison store.
It's all right, love. I can move an electric fence by myself.
And get it done by the time Eddie's finished milking?
Yes.
Go on, David. I want to help. I feel fine. I need to start doing something again.
All right, sling the pigtail sticks in the back and we'll head up there.
See? Paddles in case we get a brush fire up here. That's all we're keeping it.
That's right, John.
And there are no more sheds or outbuildings elsewhere on the chute, Mr. Grundy?
Well, you've seen them all now, haven't you?
Does this want locking, Mr. Grundy?
It doesn't have a lock. Oh, am I going to get done for that? Leaving fire paddles unlocked?
I'll close it, shall I?
Well, that's all there is to see. Incubator sheds, vehicles. You've been through all the drives.
You've been very helpful.
And you've wasted my entire afternoon. Now, if you wouldn't mind...
There is one more place we need to check, Mr. Grundy.
She was very relieved.
I'll bet she was.
I rang as soon as it came, but your mum was out. I got Phil instead.
Whoa! Whoops.
I didn't know what to say. So I asked what time the meal is tomorrow.
Well, that was quick thinking.
It was embarrassing. He thought I'd forgotten partners weren't invited.
Oh, dear.
I said I was ringing for you. You couldn't remember what time it started.
Oh, thanks. Suddenly I'm an amnesiac.
Well, I had to give some reason. Is this close enough?
Yeah. I'll hook the end to the corner post.
And then I didn't dare ring back in case I got him again.
So, how did Mum find out the telescope had finally got here?
She rang us. She was frantic. Phil had access to another astronomy site. She had to distract him with a piece of lemon drizzle cake.
Brilliant. Right. So, no aches and pains from helping?
No, I feel great.
Excellent. Back on double shifts for you, then.
I promised her we'd bring the telescope round first thing to get Phil's birthday off to a flying start.
All right. Yeah, he's not the only one getting a nice present, is he?
Hmm?
Orchester land?
I know.
40%?
Quite a chunk, isn't it?
Mm. What I liked about the digester originally was a family thing. It had a lot of control.
But it's the grant, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but 40%.
If that's what it takes.
Adam ought to have got in touch with the rest of us before talking those kind of figures.
He said we can still veto it.
Well, it's too late now, isn't it? Matt scented blood. You won't go back on it.
I'm sure Adam fought as hard as he could.
Yeah, probably. It's interesting, though.
What?
Well, Matt talking to him on his own, you know? Maybe seeing him as a weak link?
I don't think so, David. I only went to Home Farm to see where the digester's going.
Possibly. He's certainly making the most of us needing another partner, though.
He was bound to, wasn't he? And if Borchester Land do accept on Thursday, we start getting the benefit of his ruthlessness.
Well, that's true, I suppose. Fancy having Matt Crawford as our attack dog.
Right, are we ready to go back?
Well, I wouldn't mind a look at the far side first, see what condition the grass is in.
Fine. can't I be our attack dog?
You've got the keys.
Yes.
Then if you could open the cabinet for me, Mr. Grundy.
Oh, I can't believe this. Why'd you have to search my house?
I appreciate it's not a nice experience for anyone, but we do have to check the gun cabinet.
Graham's taking a call outside.
Ah, okay.
There. Have a good look. Satisfied? You know the gun's license.
Thank you, Mr. Grundy.
No poisons, no nothing.
You can lock it up again now and put the keys back.
Oh. And that's it. The lock. So if there's nothing else, you might as well get going.
We're almost finished. John, is there anything you still need to see?
Just a quick look upstairs.
What?
It won't take long.
What are you going up there for?
Ah, routine check, Mr. Grundy. Perhaps it's better if you stay down here.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'm going to look in this room, Mr. Grundy. Is that all right?
That is my son's bedroom. He's 3 years old. Think I'm going to put poison in there? What sort of a father do you take me for?
It's bulking up nicely.
Yeah. We should get some decent silage from it.
I've brought the plate meter with us if I'd thought.
Well, we'll get proper readings nearer the cut, but it's looking all right.
Mm. Oh, it's been good coming up here. Feel like I'm ready to get back in the swing.
Yeah, well, if you want to start, you know, doing the occasional job.
I meant getting back to milking.
Not just yet, Ruth.
I know.
Let's build back up to it, eh? Little at a time. Leave the heavy stuff till your body's fully recovered.
Well, I've run out of things to do in the house. There's only so many times you can polish the banisters.
You haven't done them again, have you?
Well, no. But I was thinking of it. That's how desperate I get.
See. Well, if you're bored tomorrow afternoon, come down to the parlour for half an hour.
Okay.
You can help get them in and out.
Oh, no, sorry, not tomorrow. I'm taking Ben for some new shoes after school.
Well, won't that wait till Saturday?
I want to go into town anyway, pick up something nice for when Usha comes round.
Oh, right, it's a girls' night in tomorrow, isn't it?
I've got to do something while you're reliving childhood glories at your mum and dad's.
Well, if it's anything like when we were kids, Kenton will be making rude shakes with fish fingers and mash.
You know what Mr. Booth asked Usha the weekend?
No.
He wanted to know about the wedding. I think he must have watched too many Bollywood movies.
Neville Booth.
He asked if the ceremony's going to be all singing and dancing.
I don't know what planet that man comes from, but I can see why the mothership abandoned him here.
So perhaps you wouldn't mind telling me what the hell's been going on, Will?
I wish I knew, Brian. It's been a total nightmare.
I've just had Matt yelling down the phone at me.
Matt?
He's had them there, tramping through the estate office.
Oh, no.
So what were they doing here?
Lie down, Meg. Some busybody found a dead kite between Leaderswood and Juniper a month back and phoned Natural England about it.
Why?
I don't know. To make trouble.
Look, they must have had a reason.
All I know, they came and collected the carcass, didn't say anything to me about it. Didn't ask permission, then tested it.
What for?
Oh, to see if it had been killed illegally.
And they've come back
because it had been poisoned. Well, deliberately, they reckon.
Oh, Lord.
They had a warrant. Said they had a right to search the chute and the buildings. Which they have done. I haven't got any work done. I haven't even finished the operas.
Oh, for heaven's sake, don't worry about that now.
It was like a horror movie. They had cameras, freezer boxes, masks to put on in case they found anything.
And did they?
No, of course not.
I have to know, Will.
I showed them everything.
And there was nothing out of place?
They'd have jumped on it fast enough if there had been. They went right through the poison store, checked the inventory and where I keep the key. Greg used to hang it on a nail sometimes, but that's one of the first things I changed. They couldn't find anything wrong.
Good.
They went through the snares and traps, my notebooks, which are fine. Then Malk turned up.
Well, did he know anything about it?
Oh, he hadn't a clue what was happening. They fired all sorts of questions at him and went through his car. He was flipping angry, I can tell you.
But why didn't you ring me?
Well, I tried. I only got voicemail.
If I'd known this was going on.
Well, you haven't heard the worst of it yet.
Why, what else happened?
I had to take him to Casanova. I showed him the gun cabinet.
Your gun's legal, isn't it?
Well, it wasn't that. It was to see if there was any bottles hidden in there. Or syringes. You know, stuff people used to fix bait. I kept telling them there'd been a mistake, but they wouldn't have it. They went right through the house. They even wanted to go in George's room. I gave them a right mouthful when they tried that.
That can't have helped.
I don't care, Brian. It was humiliating.
Will, if they had a warrant, they must have had grounds for believing they'd find something.
No reason at all.
Now look, this is very important. If word got around we killed birds of prey, it would have a very bad impact on the shoot's reputation.
I know that.
Especially with a red kite.
You don't have to tell me.
So look, I want you to be completely straight with me. Were you responsible?
How can you ask that, bro?
I have to know the truth.
No, of course I wasn't. I'd never put the shoot at risk that way. I'm not that stupid. And I'm not a criminal.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I had to know.
I can't believe you'd think I'd do that.
I don't. Anyway, you've given me a straight answer. I fully accept that. But you've no idea how it could have happened.
No. Except it's nothing to do with me and the way we run this shoot.
And the investigators didn't find anything or take anything away at all?
No, nothing.
Oh, looks like they made rather a hash of it.
Too right.
I'll get onto them in the morning. Lodge a complaint.
No.
Obviously something's gone wrong.
Well, there's no point, Brian. You know, just forget it.
You shouldn't have to put up with having your home searched.
No, I shouldn't. But... it's been a really bad day, but it's over. They've searched everywhere. The house, the chute, everything. So at least now they know I've got nothing to hide. The whole stupid thing can just die away.
Haven't you taken that telescope into the garden yet?
Shh!
I want to get the table ready,
well,
Phil.
Well, 5 more minutes. The tripod's being awkward again.
I can't believe how much time you spent on it.
Well, the tracking motor is the very devil to sort out.
You've done nothing else all day.
Well, there's nothing else I could do, Jill. I wasn't allowed in the kitchen.
No, I'm not having you interfere with a meal.
Ah!
They'll start arriving soon. What time is it? Open the doors.
Well, I'll take it into the garden in a minute.
Oh, honestly.
I want to read about the sighting scope first. It's very complicated.
Shh. Listen.
What for?
I was afraid I'd missed it. The start of bell ringing practice.
Well, why should I listen to that? I've heard thousands of them.
No, listen. That's it.
Jill, I still don't see why.
It's for you, Phil. Neil arranged a quarter peal in honour of your 80th birthday.
Oh. Well, how very kind.
Happy birthday, Phil.
Terribly rude of me, I know, Kathy.
Not at all.
No, it's not much of a start to a social call.
I don't mind.
But I promised Tony I'd plant out the pepper seedlings days ago.
Do you want a hand with them?
It's all right. There are only a few. We're trialling them this year.
Oh, okay.
But if I wait until after we've opened the wine...
It'll never get done.
Well, not tonight, anyway.
Finish what you were saying about Tom.
Oh, yeah.
But why is he so keen to move?
Oh, because he feels Brian and Adam take advantage of him being around so much.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, he gets roped in for all sorts of odd jobs.
He's had enough.
More than. So, when I mentioned number one coming up for rent, he was straight on the phone.
And Brenda's happy to move?
I think so. Well, she knows the house from when Susan lived there, of course. But Will's showing them round tomorrow.
Did you hear about the police questioning Will yesterday?
Oh, that was a fuss about nothing.
Really?
Yeah, he told Tom last night. A red kite was found dead in Ambridge a month ago.
Oh.
Possibly deliberately killed.
Oh, no.
Nothing at all to do with the shoot, according to Will. But the police felt they had to check on him.
Kent and Heard, he'd almost been arrested.
No. Will says after a search, they ruled him out completely.
Funny how these stories grow in the telling.
Yeah. And what's happening with you? Any developments on the job front?
Ah, well, I had rather an interesting phone call this afternoon.
Oh, can we have a little breather before dessert, Jill?
That's what I was going to suggest. I'm only making space.
Oh, I never get tired of lamb.
I'll give you a hand, Mum.
And whose lamb was it? Hassett Hills?
No. Elizabeth, can you pass the gravy boat?
Very fine too, Dave. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sheila, thanks. Up that on there, Kenton.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Before anyone disappears into the kitchen, I've been so busy enjoying the food, I haven't had a chance to thank you all properly for the wonderful telescope you clubbed together to buy me.
Do you like it, Dad?
It's absolutely marvellous. Precisely what I would have ordered myself.
You very nearly did.
You wouldn't believe how devious your mother's been to stop me buying one of my own.
Now, we've some idea, Dad.
I was led a merry dance last week, chasing after the catalogue. First to Christine's, and then Ruth completely threw me, saying that Josh had lost it at school.
I'll have serious words with her later.
You know, it struck me, Jill, when I sell my old one, I can use the money to buy an astronomical camera.
Oh, good.
And you've a nice clear night to try out the new scope, Dad.
Yeah, I mean to when it gets darker.
Why don't you tell them about your other surprises, Phil?
Oh, well, yes. I've had a few nice things happen today.
Are we loading the dishwasher, Mum?
Yes, dear.
And did you hear the quarter peal at St. Stephen's earlier?
Oh, well, Nigel was ringing, as well as Shula.
Well, please thank him for me. It was most unexpected, hearing it ring out across the village. And most... well,
oh, Dad.
People think a lot of you around here, you know, Dad.
Yes, really. It was a very kind gesture.
Yeah, well, it was to warn everybody you'd be out on the razzle tonight.
I've had a tremendous number of cards.
Yeah, I know. I was looking through them when we got here.
There's a particularly thoughtful one from Alan.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that one.
Well, I'm glad your day's gone a lot better than mine, Dad.
Oh?
Like a prize idiot, I moved an electric fence last night, then forgot to switch it on.
Oh, well done, Dad. Yeah.
Oh, I've done that before.
Went out this morning, the whole herd had moved onto silage ground, completely churned it up.
Well, there'll be contamination from the muck as well, then.
Oh, yeah, we'll have to delay cutting.
Mum's seeing to the torter, but she's not bringing it through yet.
Oh, good. I've eaten far too much already.
Well, that never stopped you when we were kids.
That's not true.
Can you get in, Sheila?
Yeah. You used to eat like a horse.
Oh, thanks.
Does anyone else feel the same way I do?
What's that?
Well, it's odd, isn't it? All being together like this.
Is it?
Yes. You know, very familiar at the same time. Mum and Dad and just the four of us around the table.
It's like the old days.
Well, not exactly like the old days. Kenton hasn't been flicking peas at me.
Not yet.
No, it's just how it used to be, before we had any partners around.
Well, Jill and I often used to wonder in those days, would we ever get rid of any of you?
Why not have some more yourself, Pat? There's only a drop.
Oh, no thanks. I need a clear head for tomorrow. I may be cycling for the first time in years.
Cycling? Ooh. When you go to Stroud?
Yeah, well, I assume that's how I'll be travelling once I get there.
Oh, probably. If you're finding out about energy saving.
It's going to be very interesting.
Do you know what you'll actually be doing?
Well, Connor mentioned meeting people in the transport and food groups and maybe someone in energy as well.
Oh, you'll be busy.
That's the whole point. I want to come back with plenty of ideas to put into practice.
Well, I hope it goes well for you.
Thanks. Anyway, what about you? You cramming golf books between now and Friday?
Oh, no. They're very clear. They're looking for commercial, not sporting experience, thank goodness.
Do you know who else is being interviewed with you?
No, the woman didn't say. I only know that there are going to be three on the panel.
Three? That's frightening.
The director of golf, someone from Porchester Land, and... no, I can't remember who the other one is.
I still get tense meeting a buyer for the first time.
Well, I'm sure I'll be nervous on the day, but it was such a buzz getting the call this afternoon.
Yeah, it must have been.
Though, it won't mean anything unless I do well on Friday.
Purely out of sympathy.
It was no such thing.
Because you were hanging around her like a lovesick puppy.
Who's this?
No, I wasn't. She really liked me.
Michelle Brown.
I'm sorry, Dave. The minute she saw a real man...
I remember Michelle.
A real man?
She was a very nice girl.
She probably only went out with you for a bet.
Aunt Laura loved talking to her.
Yeah, I can see that it still rankles. Try and let it go, Mary.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot.
Yeah, I nearly died of envy when you were allowed to go on holiday with her, Sheila.
Did you?
Yeah, travelling in Europe. Oh, it was so exotic. I was never allowed to do anything like that.
You were so young then.
Yeah, well, I hated being the youngest. You could never do anything.
Except be a pest, and you were very good at that.
True.
Talking of foreign boyfriends and girlfriends, What about Pedro?
Oh, Dad!
Oh, yes!
You never met him, did you, Kenton?
Oh, he wasn't a proper boyfriend.
Oh, he had the sexiest dark eyes.
Ooh. You weren't meant to be noticing such things at your age.
Well, he was gorgeous, Mum.
No wonder you didn't have your mind on your schoolwork.
Well, I always thought Elizabeth's true gift was for selling ice cream.
She was very musical at one time.
You had high hopes for her with the cello, didn't you, Phil?
The talent must have skipped a generation.
I'm sure there'll always be someone musical in the family.
You're right, Dad.
Won't there, Phil?
Your
father loved his singing, then there's you, and Pip. There'll always be music in the family.
Oh, yes. It's properly dark at last.
Phil!
I wonder if you'd all excuse me for a moment.
You go on, Dad.
Bless him.
Well, I'd like a sense of how well it performs.
Enjoy.
Only me a few seconds.
Right.
Oh, Dad, leave the doors open. Fresh air's nice.
All right.
Oh, that was a fabulous meal, Mum.
Absolutely top-notch.
We'll do the clearing up, won't we?
Yeah, sure.
No, you won't.
Yes, you've worked your socks off, Mum.
It's all right. There's not much left.
Look, Kenton and I will do that, won't we?
Definitely. In a couple of minutes. Is there any more brandy?
I'd love to know how you get the tortoise so light.
There you go.
I made it for you before.
Yeah, I know. I still like the recipe.
Kenton?
I'll give it to you before you go.
You don't know why Kathy wants to leave early on Friday, do you?
Why? Is it a problem?
Oh, no. I just wondered.
Wow, I'm not sure.
Come and have a look.
Oh, have you got it working, Dad?
Well, you'll see for yourself.
Oh, bags on first.
Oh, that's definitely how it used to be.
Come on, then.
Oh, yes, quick.
You found that? Anything interesting? Your own Roswell spaceship?
Well, you see the plough, Kenton?
Yep.
Oh, it's nice out here.
Well, we're set up to look just below, so if you...
Okay.
Oh, is it working properly?
Yeah, very much so.
Just as well.
I'd be so fed up if it wasn't.
What exactly am I looking for, Dad?
What, the Whirlpool Galaxy.
Well, I can make out a vague whitish blur.
That's it.
Ah, well, yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, very nice. Anyone else?
It's the first time I've ever seen it. Now then, who's next?
Me. I'll take a peek.
Phil, you're like a child with a new toy.
Well, I hope I'm as enthusiastic when I'm 80.
I'm not going to apologise for marvelling at the stars.
We don't expect you to, Dad.
I mean, there's no age limit for looking up and being amazed.
Of course not.
Here we are, going round one tiny spark in a vast universe, and yet we're privileged to look out and admire its beauty. But when you think about that, don't our own everyday concerns, don't they seem very small in comparison?
Good of you to come straight across, gentlemen.
We are quite interested in the outcome of the meeting, Matt.
OK, before we go into that, can I get anything brought in for you? Tea? Coffee?
No, thanks.
Something stronger, Adam.
We're fine as we are.
David?
I just want to know what happened with the board.
I wouldn't mind knowing myself. Forgive me if I'm a little punch drunk, but it's been quite an afternoon.
Are Borchester Land in or out?
I'm afraid at 2 o'clock, almost unanimous, we were out. Big time.
Oh.
You're not going to be part of it?
I promise I did everything I could for you. Got the proposal to the top of the agenda, circulated the figures well in advance.
So what happened?
Started badly, then got worse. Naturally, Brian was asked to step out of the room.
Oh, we were expecting that.
Possible conflict of interest, financial and personal, which left me to fight the whole case on my own.
And you couldn't persuade the others?
Well, I tried to give Adam a heads up on Monday. Chalky is very cool about new investments. So's Jerry Mortimer.
Can't they see what a fantastic opportunity it
is? I've spelled it out, Adam, so even those numbskulls could understand. Energy is the future. In 2 or 3 years, investors will be scrabbling over each other to buy into projects like Ambridge Heat and Power.
That's no use to us then.
I told them it could be a little gold mine for Borchester Land.
And they didn't believe you?
I swear, I gave it everything. My very best shot.
I was certain they'd say yes.
The whole works, short of a fan dance. I wasn't getting a flicker.
Well, thanks for trying.
Until, eventually, We're talking 3 o'clock by now. Everything else swept off the agenda. I'm losing my voice. Suddenly, out of the blue, a light goes on in Chalky's eyes. First time since the Jubilee. He'd finally got it. Grants, low risk, genuine profits.
It changed his mind?
No, I changed it for him.
What about the rest?
Once Chalky caved, they all came bleating after.
So Borchester Land are buying in?
Thanks to the hardest afternoon's work I've done in a long time, yeah.
Oh. Still at 40%?
40%.
That's great.
We've got what we wanted.
Indeed you have, gentlemen. More or less.
One last piece and this one's finished, Tom.
No worries. You don't mind hanging on?
No.
Ben's not meeting us till 4 o'clock.
We'll get there before then.
Want me to hold the mesh in place then, Will?
Yeah, please.
I'm so far behind patching these pens. That's why I came round. Bren and I can look at the house by ourselves if you give me the key.
Ah, that's all right.
You sounded so busy when I rang.
I'll come down with you, in case you got any questions.
Oh, okay.
I'm starting in this corner.
Right.
It'll only take a couple of minutes.
So you haven't caught up yet?
No way. Lost most of a day to the investigation.
Has there been any comeback?
What about the kite?
No, thank God.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I don't reckon there will be.
Let's hope not.
Been going over and over it in my head. I haven't slept properly since Tuesday.
It shakes you up getting messed around by the police.
Oh, it was a nightmare. But I think I know how it happened.
Yeah?
Do you want to...
About here?
Yeah, that's it. If I get a couple more in, it'll hold itself.
So, what?
Oh, rodenticide. That's what killed it.
You think so?
Oh, we always have rats by the feed shed.
And you had bait down?
Yeah. Well, it's there more or less permanent. But you can let go now.
So the kite took a poisoned rat?
Well, they build up resistance, some of them, don't they? They'll have seen it out in the open and nabbed it.
Mm. Is that what you told the investigators?
Oh, I didn't think of it at the time. Yeah, but I'm sure that's what happened.
Could be.
Well, it makes sense. Well, the birds could have fed somewhere else. You know, every farm's got rats.
That's true enough.
Then died here.
Yeah, I told Jazza there'd be a straightforward explanation.
Jazza? Well, what was he saying?
You know Jazz. He loves stirring it. We were talking about it in the bull and, well, he said...
Who was talking about it?
Well, apart from Jazz, there was Barry and Stu, Brem, of
course. All gossing about me?
Not gossing. Subject just happened to come up.
Oh, great.
Come on, mate. Something like this gets talked about.
What's everyone saying, then?
Fidgets like Jazza and Barry say there's no smoke without fire. The rest of us know that that's rubbish.
So, it's all over the village?
No. Well, not in a big way. People have heard, that's all.
Dad had us all in the back garden stargazing.
Oh, you're lucky to have been able to. Ian and I were in Felpersham last night, completely clouded over.
Well, it was a nice finish to his birthday.
It must have been.
And long enough to decide.
Matt, before we make a final decision, we need to be absolutely clear.
If Borchester Land don't have two members on the board of Ambridge Heat and Power...
The deal's off. No ifs or buts.
We only discussed one before.
Yeah, that was Never Never Land.
Hold on, Matt. The project was set up more or less as a family affair.
Yeah, precisely. That's why we're not going to be happy with one vote against the four of you.
We won't always vote on family lines.
And pigs might run airlines, but I'm not holding my breath.
BL's getting the benefit of all our groundwork.
Can we please have a sensible conversation? One board member could in no way reflect the extent of our commitment. It'd be totally unethical.
I wouldn't put it like that.
Chalkman wanted three, and he's got a point with a 60-40 split. You should be grateful I'm only talking about two. So?
All right. Yes.
David?
Yeah, I guess so.
Excellent. I take it you're speaking for the ladies as well?
Debbie and Ruth have authorised us to negotiate for them.
Then, gentlemen, finally... We have a deal. We'll get someone started on the paperwork.
Do you know who the BL representatives will be?
Nah, that hasn't been finalised yet. We were too pushed for time.
Well, never mind.
The good news is, I managed to work it, so I'll definitely be one of them. Which is in all our interests, isn't it?
She forgot her mobile this morning. Guess it must be the traffic keeping her.
Uh-huh.
I thought she'd be here by now.
Yeah. What's Mum want?
Well, maybe her lecture finished late.
Oh, and Matt's left another message.
Oh, yeah? What's he after?
Oh, I don't know. I'll call him later.
Look, I'm sorry about the hold-up.
Ah, don't matter. Well, while we're waiting for Bren, might as well show you. You see the chimney?
Yep.
Now, I know it's in a state.
Well, it doesn't look too bad.
Well, the mortar's completely shot, but I'm getting it repointed.
Okay.
And having the flashing renewed while I'm at it.
Before you rent it?
Yeah, and I'm not happy with the gully under the downpipe either. Plus a couple of other things inside.
Okay.
But apart from that, the house is in good nick. I reckon it'll make a nice little home.
Hmm. At least the bull's nice and handy.
Yeah, though you and Bren have to decide if you can put up with me as your landlord.
There was one thing about that.
The rent?
No. Will you expect your tenants to help on the shoot when you're short-handed?
No, of course not.
Then you're a better landlord than the Aldridges already.
Anything the matter with it, Adam?
No, I'm just cleaning it up, doing the checks. Something Jeff never thinks to do with the quad bikes.
Have you heard anything from your financial advisor yet?
About the proposed split of the farm? No.
Well, there's no rush, I was only wondering.
He's still looking at the contract.
Is it the same with Debbie?
I think so.
Well, I can't see any problems cropping up.
I'll have to wait and see. Oh.
What?
Look at the scrape. He must have crunched the tyre right up against the gate.
Yeah,
or a wall.
Jeff always throws it round.
Yeah, it's time he stopped.
How'd you and David get on with Matt this afternoon?
Well, I presume you know what Borchester Land wanted.
Yeah, Jerry filled me in.
Two members on the board of Ambridge Heat and Power, Matt as one of them.
Have you agreed?
David and I made a big show of weighing it up, but in the end, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, well, you did seem to be running out of options.
And didn't Matt enjoy that?
Well, I'm sorry I couldn't be any use to you.
No, it's all right.
There's no way I could have stayed in the meeting.
No, no.
Not if AHP's going to be paying rent to Home Farm.
No, we understand that.
But if I get a chance to do some good in future...
It'd be useful to know who's joining us on the board, apart from Matt.
I'll keep my ears open.
Evening, Will.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Since your phone isn't working and I've forgotten how to semaphore...
Well, there's nothing wrong with my phone.
Isn't there?
But I had it switched off for a while. I was going to ring you as soon as I got the feed out.
Well, isn't that lucky I've saved you the trouble? I presume it's a guilty conscience making you lie low.
I haven't got anything to be guilty about.
Of course you haven't.
I've nothing to do with the dead kite.
Will, it's all right. I haven't come to give you a lecture. Now, if I'd got hold of you on Tuesday after PC Plod and his pals had been through the estate office, it might have been a different story.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a great day either.
No, I'm sure you didn't. Which is why we need to straighten things out.
There's nothing to straighten out.
Listen, I've got a lot of time for you, Will. A lot of respect.
Yeah?
You're a conscientious young man and a damn good keeper for your age.
Well, I've tried to do my best.
I know that, and I admire you for it.
Oh.
So... I can understand why. If you thought there was a threat to you...
Oh, I didn't poison the kite.
It wouldn't be the end of the world if you did. That's what I'm saying. You'd have done it for the right reasons.
But I didn't.
Will, shh. Have a look round. Go on, have a good look. Who else do you see?
No one.
That's right. It's you, me, and maybe a couple of... bunny rabbits.
Oh, Matt.
Let's take advantage of that. What we say here stays here. Now, did you put bait out for that bird?
No.
You see, the point I'm making, a shoot's got to be very careful how it presents itself.
Oh, I know
because
that.
Because the world isn't how it used to be. One time it didn't matter how you guys did your job. As long as the gun's got a full bag and a good day out, you could do what you like. Use flamethrowers if you wanted to. No one cared.
I didn't touch the kite.
See, the trouble is, if people think you did, it's going to hit our image and our revenues very, very hard.
How many more times? I didn't do it.
And I accept that. I'd say exactly the same if I was in your shoes.
Oh.
But to make sure we understand each other, let's imagine another keeper.
who did lay poisoned bait.
What are you on about?
Okay, he's investigated, nothing comes of it. Good, I'm happy for him.
What do you mean?
But you know what would get me annoyed? If the same keeper was stupid enough to be caught at it a second time. Do you see what I'm saying?
How can I get through to you? I didn't do it.
That's excellent then. Nothing to worry about. And as long as there's no more trouble, I'll back your denial to the hilt.
They decided there and then?
Well, Bren says she knew as soon as they walked in, Linda.
Oh.
Oh. Not another phone charger.
I know. 8 so far this year.
Why don't guests ask us to send them on?
Too much effort for some people, Roy. I suppose you know whether you can live somewhere or not very quickly, don't you?
She said Tom liked it as well.
Ah, now.
Though they won't get in till the end of May.
That's a very expensive aftershave.
Hmm. It's not even opened.
No. And it's been left for over 3 months.
Must be nice to have money to waste.
So the Borsetshire Pets Trust is in luck.
Are you going to the charity shop?
Yes, I told Leslie I'm calling in tomorrow. She asked if I take any suitable items of lost props, so...
I wouldn't bother with the dentures, though.
No. You'd think someone would notice they'd left their teeth behind, wouldn't you?
Bren was quite nervous about telling me, actually.
What about number one?
With Will beating me and Ailey to buying it.
Oh, yes. Still a sore point.
No. Well, I had a bit of a moment when I heard... I mean, did they have to rent that exact house?
Oh, Roy, so few properties come up in the village.
It's all right. I'm over it. Like Hayley says, we've got more important things to concentrate on.
Yes, of course you have. Have you finished decorating the nursery yet? Oh.
Blimey. How does anyone squeeze into a pair like that?
I've no wish to speculate, thank you. And again, it's over 3 months, so...
Benham.
With pleasure.
Yeah, no, it's almost done. Ailey's still got to put up a border. Brightly coloured butterflies.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, then it's finished. Everything ready for Abby to come home next week.
Oh.
So, good luck to Tom and Brenda. It's no skin off my nose.
Though I do wonder if Will is the right sort of person to have as a landlord.
Don't see why not. He's a good bloke.
I'm not so sure these days.
He's got about as much tact as his granddad.
Georgie?
Yeah. He had his tea at the Orobins yesterday because Emma was working late.
Oh, I'll get lids on these, Clarence.
Ivy cooked it for him. And he wouldn't eat it.
Oh, they can be so fussy, can't they?
We're not usually too bad. But you know what he told Ivy? She don't cook as good as what I do.
How did you find out?
Ivy told me herself. We had a good laugh, but...
He's obviously got Eddie's gift for plain speaking.
Georgie don't mind being up the Orobins. I mean, he's round there often enough. Hey, you still ain't said nothing about yesterday.
Well, the trip to Strath?
Yeah, how'd it go?
Very well. It was exhausting, though.
Yeah, what time did you get back?
Not till after 9. It was worth it.
So you're glad you went, then?
Yeah, the whole day was an inspiration. I met people in food co-ops, looked at the potential for harnessing local water power.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's made me more determined than ever that Ambridge should be Borsetshire's first transition village.
That sounds like a big job.
Well, I won't be doing it all by myself. I want to get the whole community involved.
Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it? People finding time.
Well, not if you start with a core group. A few of you willing to get the ball rolling. As the project grows, you start setting up subgroups.
Oh, yeah.
To look at how we manage waste locally or use energy, the way our schools operate.
Ambridge could do with a subgroup to control malicious gossip, if you ask me.
Huh?
Sabrina Thwaite were in the shop this morning, telling Jean Harvey that my William had been arrested for killing hogs.
Oh, no.
Yeah? Oh, I soon put her straight. Skinny little sow puss.
She does seem to enjoy bad news.
Hi, Pat. Clary.
Hello.
Hi, Cathy. Oh, it's all right. I'm not coming in. But you did say to call by afterwards, Pat.
Oh, yes. Clary, could you do...
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll date stamp them. Yeah, you get off.
Give Abby a kiss from me.
Mm, she's getting so smiley, Linda.
Oh, because she loves her daddy visiting after work.
Anyway, if I'm going to beat the traffic... Oh, you're not in tomorrow, are you?
No. Now I have a lovely long weekend ahead of me. Not back till Tuesday.
Right, well, I'll see you then.
Bye, Roy.
Afternoon, Will.
Oh, hiya.
Will, can you wait a moment? Will?
What is it?
A clerky pute. I was... very, very distressed to hear of the loss of one of our finest birds of prey.
Oh, Linda, I'm meeting a supplier in the bar.
It seems to me anyone who can willfully destroy such a beautiful creature is beneath contempt.
Excuse me?
When Robert and I first saw a pair of them circling and weaving over Leader's
Wood... I don't know what you've heard, but the death of the red kite is nothing to do with me.
But I'd very much like to believe that.
What do you mean, like to believe?
I've always had a high regard for you, Will... but in a case like this, it's only natural to ask cui bono.
What?
Who benefits? Who has anything to gain from such a vile act?
You're not saying that...
except those protecting a shoot from predators. I can't think of any other motive.
I'd nothing to do with it.
Well, whoever is responsible... it's as well you should know...
and you've no right to go around making accusations.
But from now on, I shall consider it a matter of conscience to look out for and report any further suspicious deaths.
You're going to be snooping round the chute?
No, I'm simply acting as a responsible citizen to protect our precious wildlife.
I've had people pointing fingers at me for days now, all because of some busybody like you.
I am not being a busybody.
It wasn't you, was it?
I beg your pardon.
Did you ring Natural England and get the police on to me?
No, I did not.
It wouldn't surprise me.
William, if I'd found the poor bird, I certainly wouldn't have ignored it. But I would not have acted behind your back.
No?
No. How dare you imply that
I... oh, I don't have time for this. I really don't. Think what you like of me. You and everybody else.
Matt keeping quiet. There's a first.
He did listen carefully, though.
What were the other two like?
Very pleasant. Someone called Susan Myers.
Is she the HR person?
Yeah, sort of. Well, it's not a huge operation, so everyone seems to multitask.
Long as you don't end up having to give golf lessons.
What? As clubhouse and catering manager? There'll be plenty of other things to keep me busy.
Did you get a sense of what it would be like?
Oh, yeah. And it's not just organising functions and looking after the bar and restaurant.
No?
No, the big new idea is promoting golf breaks. Yeah, linking up with Grey Gables.
That sounds good.
The job will be involved in that. Lee says it's something they haven't really pushed before.
Lee?
The director of golf, Lee Barham.
Do I know him?
He's only moved here recently. Early 30s. Tall, blonde... broad shoulders and a terrific tan.
Wonder you noticed anyone else in the room.
And he's got a lovely smile.
Kathy!
It's all right. I'm happy with the toy boy I've got.
I should think so.
Yeah, but I imagine Lee would be very easy to work with, you know? A nice, relaxed manner, but very focused underneath.
So you could see yourself working there?
I'd love to, Pat. I want my life to go forward now.
Oh. How do you think you got on?
Don't know.
No idea at all.
Well, you know sometimes you come out of an interview and you haven't said what you wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't like that at all. I wasn't too nervous. I didn't gabble. I was able to outline all my strengths and relevant experiences the way I wanted.
Yeah, that's good.
So at least if I don't get it, I won't feel I've let myself down.
When will you know?
Not till next week.
Ah, he is hoping.
Anyway, what about you? How did your fact-finding mission go?
Very well. He's going to be really keen to start here. I spent the whole morning on the phone drumming up interest.
Any luck?
Some. Caroline and Oliver are keen to know more, and so's Nigel. And Elizabeth seemed interested.
Hello?
Oh, hello, William.
You all right, Mum?
Your dad's gone to the pub, if that's who you're after.
No.
He's taken Joe with him. He said he'd buy you a pint if you called in.
Oh, that's okay.
How's feeling empty again?
Oh, I just wanted a walk.
Oh, let's turn this rubbish off, eh?
Oh, you don't have to.
No, it's all right. You had anything to eat, love?
Yeah, eating myself a pasty.
Oh, that ain't a proper meal. I'll fix you something.
Nah, don't bother.
There's no trouble.
Oh, I'm not hungry, Mum.
No. Oh, well, you just say if you want something later. Why not go and give your dad a game of darts?
I'm not going to the ball. Couldn't stick it.
Why not?
Because the whole time I'd be looking round wondering, did you shot me? Was it you?
Oh, William.
Oh, I'd love to know who it was.
Look, you probably never will. It's one of them things. Did you sleep any better last night?
Not really.
I know you don't like milky drinks, but if you tried one last thing,
I accused Linda this afternoon of getting the police in.
Oh, no.
She's been a right pain. Said she was going to start snooping to see if more hawks died on the shoot.
That's none of our business.
No, of course it isn't.
All the same, William, you shouldn't have said
she I know. I know it wasn't her. She'd have told me to my face if she'd found the kite.
Yeah. You just have to forget it, love. It don't matter.
Well, it does.
It was a horrible thing to happen, but it's finished with.
Well, that's what I thought. But it isn't, Mum.
How do you mean?
Well, the whole village is talking about me.
Oh, no, it ain't.
Loads of people think I did it.
Yeah, with no one who matters. Not your family, your friends.
Well, Matt does.
Has he said so?
Well, I told him I hadn't, and he pretended to believe me. But he don't really.
Well, you don't want to take no notice of him.
Well, he made it clear. If anything else goes wrong, I'm out of a job.
Well, it's not just up to him.
And now I've got Linda on my case. What if another hawk dies by accident? What, everyone will blame me?
Oh, it ain't no use thinking like that, love. It ain't going to happen.
When Greg died, I didn't know if I was good enough to be head keeper. So scared of letting everyone down.
I know you was.
So every day I made myself write out all the jobs I had to do, or even the little ones. Never minded what time I had to get up or how late I worked, as long as I ticked off everything on the list before I finished.
Yeah, you've always been a hard worker.
Well, I've stuck at it. Till the shoot's got a reputation as good as when George and Greg had it. That's the thing I'm proudest of in my whole working life.
Look, you're not going to lose your good name because of something you didn't do.
You know what bugged me most on Tuesday?
No.
When they were in the house, looking everywhere.
That must have been horrible.
One of them says, do you live on your own then, Mr. Grundy? Made me feel a real loser.
Oh, of course you ain't, love.
Well, that's what people are going to think, isn't it? Can't keep a woman, can't do his job.
Oh, William.
I thought splitting up with Nick was bad enough. How am I meant to handle this as well?
The Archers was written by Adrian Flynn and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.